Area residents gathered under a large picnic shelter in the Gulfstream Valley Wednesday night to get a status report on the nearby Shovel Creek wildfire. Smoke hung in the air as members of a state team managing the 1,600-acre blaze addressed the crowd. Fire behavior analyst Bill Aney described the fire as active and pointed to warm, dry weather.
A good rule of thumb is anything less than about 35% relative humidity and greater than 75 degrees Fahrenheit is going to be creating some pretty active fire behavior, and we've been seeing that the last two or three days.
Aney said the trend is forecast to continue at least into the weekend, adding that the fire is primarily consuming black spruce, but that more fuels will soon become available.
The grasses, the shrubs, the white spruce, the deciduous trees are still actively growing, lots of moisture in them, and those are not carrying fire, but that black spruce is the fuel component that's really carrying it. Now that's going to change over the next few weeks, as you well know, as those grasses and other fuels start to cure and dry out.
Meanwhile, firefighters supported by airdrops and a system of hoses feeding water to the fire line are working to head off the blaze's advance to the north, south, and east, where there are homes and recreational cabins in its potential path. Fire Operations Chief Jake Livingston described the resources deployed and the plan of attack.
We have 6 hotshot crews, 2 Type 2 crews, and quite a few engines, water tenders, dozers, that sort of thing up on the fire. Just on the direct fire edge right now, there's at least 170 people. So that's the crews and then the fire line supervisors. What they're doing is trying to keep the fire as small as possible. They're working down this ridge, which runs all the way down to the Chattanooga River, trying to keep it up on this ridge and come around and tie into Shovel Creek.
The Shovel Creek fire doubled in size this week to 1,600 acres, but Livingston says most of the new growth has been to the west, away from populated areas, and toward a 2009 burn scar. Livingston said firefighters are pumping water to 15 miles of hose along portions of the blaze in the path of developed areas. He emphasized that containing the fire requires more than cutting a line around it.
It's not just going along the edge. You have to work in, you know, say 100 feet to 300 feet, depending on the vegetation types.
People who live in 5 fire area subdivisions and along the Chattanooga River remain in pre-evacuation status. Fairbanks North Star Borough Emergency Operations Director David Gibbs described the national Ready, Set, Go evacuation protocol the borough is using.
The ready stage is just the pre-evacuation preparedness. The set stage is get ready to go at very short notice. There's lots of things you can do. They're detailed on the materials that we're passing out. And then the go stage is go immediately. That means get out of the way, kind of get to a safe spot. We have already established a shelter location.
Gibbs says people can sign up for text and email notification, but that the borough also has a reverse 911 system to get emergency alerts to landline phones. The Shovel Creek fire is one of over a dozen currently being fought around the state, and Incident Commander Norm McDonald listed numerous resources mobilized from outside to aid suppression efforts.
We've got over 1,000 firefighters in the lower 48 in Alaska to help support our efforts. We have aircraft from Canada, 2 provinces in Canada, Washington. We have helicopters coming up from Idaho.
So far this season, 341 wildfires have burned over 266,000 acres in Alaska. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.